Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. My name is Hilmary Hutchison and I'm the CEO of Matrix Public Relations. Today I'm joined by my most fashionable co-host, Namita. Welcome, Namita. How are you today?
Thank you, Hilmary. I'm doing great. But speaking of fashionable, allow me to introduce you to our guest, Nazia Kazi. Nazia is a fashion designer with a mission to transform the fashion industry from fast fashion to sustainable fashion. I'm eager to hear more about her platform called Sustainable Narrative, which she started in 2018.
Wow, I'm so intrigued to learn more about her journey and her insights into sustainable fashion. Nazia, welcome and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me in today's podcast. So let's get started.
So Nazia, can you please tell our audience a little about you, your background, and how long you've been in the UAE?
Of course. I think growing up, I always knew as a kid that I wanted to be a part of the art and design world. Therefore, I decided to be a fashion designer and focus on building a strong educational background in design development, marketing, as well as social media from prestigious institutes such as Central St. Martin's, that's based in London, Parsons New York in the US, London College of Arts, and L'École de Chambre in Paris. But for now, for the past 3 years, I've been working as a sustainability consultant, founder of Sustainable Narrative, and a creative professional focusing on sustainable design and fashion within the region.
Amazing. That's really good to know. So you've been to all different parts of the world and now you're in the UAE. Amazing.
So Thank you so much.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, you also have quite a few siblings. So it's like a full house always. So tell us about growing up in such a large family. What was it like?
Yes, we are six in total, five sisters and one brother. It is amazing growing up in a large family with a doctor, engineer, lawyer, accountant, all under one roof. Also being a Pakistani origin based here in Dubai for almost a decade, I would like to highlight on the fact that being a South Asian, there is a long existed society and cultural norm for a girl or a woman that they should get married and start a family rather than pursuing the career or passion. But at the same time, I find myself extremely lucky to be able to make my own independent choices, as I'm the first person in the entire family to actually get a degree in fashion. Also, I love the fact that my family, my friends, and the people who I've worked around with have always been super supportive and helping me to push boundaries and work around different possibilities.
Amazing. That's so good to hear. And your family is definitely quite inspirational. I mean, the kind of support they have shown, that's very good. Yeah.
Yes,
Brady Bunch by the sound.
A modern family, of course.
Well, fantastic. It sounds like you had a very good upbringing with taking hold of the opportunities the way that you have. Excellent.
Yes, I've been quite lucky that way.
So let's jump into the topic of sustainability. So can you tell us, because you just mentioned earlier that you've been 3 years in with Sustainable Narrative. Can you tell us how you got your start in this journey with sustainability?
Okay, so back in 2018, I laid the stepping stone for Sustainable Narrative after studying about sustainable and ethical fashion at Central St. Martin's, London, UK. I mentioned it before as well. And I was introduced to the current gap in the market in UAE, especially Dubai, where the concept of sustainability was practically missing. And I've always mentioned that my aim has always been to promote the concept of sustainability, not just a popular or a current trend, but rather a lifestyle worth embracing, which is most needed in the walks of design or fashion. Practically, I am a part of that industry, so I can relate to that on like so many levels.
Right.
Excellent. So why do you think it's important for brands and people to be sustainable?
I think it is very important for brands to be sustainable, but we need to understand that it's nearly impossible for a brand to be 100% sustainable at the same time. The businesses need to incorporate the three P's, that is people, profit, and planet, to achieve ethical and sustainable goals in the competitive market that we have. But there is a need of a radical transformation that we need to work together with the commitment and involve around just reducing our impacts to make positive ones that can only happen if we educate and communicate to the society around us.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
But for someone who doesn't know exactly how the fashion world works, could you run us through the journey of, let's say, a pair of jeans?
Okay, so the fashion industry is constantly evolving to incorporate new technologies, processes, and production methods, many of which are efforts to improve the sustainability throughout the supply chain. For anyone who has no idea how the fashion industry works, it is really simple. The process starts from designing, that is sketching on a piece of paper, whether you're making a pair of jeans for women's wear, men's wear, or kids wear. Moving to choosing the material that includes the weight of the fabric that you have selected, the texture, the color, as well as the fabric treatment. Then the pattern development process takes place if you're working at a large scale production or a factory. Moving to the sample making process in terms of selection and approval till the product is marketed and it reaches the specific target audience or your selected audience or customer.
Oh, wow. Quite a complicated journey.
Exactly.
A lot of phases.
Yes, there are.
Great. So what was it like working as a fashion designer with various brands?
I think when you graduate as a fashion designer, your aim is always to work with the best design house in the region. Mm-hmm. But honestly, after working for almost 3 to 3.5 years as a fashion designer with various brands, I began to question on how the entire design system works and decided to find a solution for glaring issues like unfair pay gap, high rate of production leading to overconsumption, excessive wastage of resources. And that is the point when I decided to be a part of the solution rather than the problem itself.
You're right. So we've come to know how you kind of entered into this world of sustainability, but let's talk about sustainable narrative. Can you tell us a bit about it?
At Sustainable Narrative, our mission is to create awareness by providing sustainable design-based solutions to incubators, startups, design hubs and think tanks here in Dubai. We aim to incorporate the regenerative mindset that includes the process of restoration, renewal of the current resources, and creation of sustainable systems. Also, we need to focus on designing and consulting on sustainable design solutions with different brands and businesses. The main aim is always to focus on the circular design theory. We help the clients incorporate this concept in their long-term business plan rather than the short-term plan only in order to be more ethical, sustainable, and profitable. And we've been quite successful in doing that for the past few years.
So what do you hope to achieve with Sustainable Narrative?
The future of sustainable fashion, I feel like, depends on building of a like-minded community who are committed to change and contribute in one way or another to the current industry. On the other hand, I think there is a need to include this region in the conversation that we're having in other parts of the world regarding sustainability by highlighting on diversity representation, as well as joining hands with local and regional sustainable business community for effective collaborations. In line with this, we also promote a new mindset for businesses, that is the circle design thinking approach, which allows the business to explore new ways to create sustainable, long-lasting, value-giving confidence to redesign the world and the current industry that we all are part of.
Amazing. So we saw on your Instagram that you've worked a lot with Dubai Design District. Can you tell us about some of those projects?
I have worked with various incubators and think tanks in Dubai Design District on different projects, such as with Dubai Design and Fashion Council, Infive Design, Inscape, Colab, Reurban, just to name a few. The following workshop always aims to define what exactly is sustainable fashion and what exactly it means to the current industry that we are in, and how designers can incorporate the designing elements in ways that do not adversely affect the living system and natural resources, by examining the design process and how the participants applies the perceived information and develop concept to the exploration of sustainable, conscious, eco-friendly design elements and principles. Also, we have to touch base and give importance to the participants on a broad view of sustainable and ethical practices and design process techniques, coupled with execution of conceptual framework based on the theme of sustainability as a whole. Sounds technical, I know.
No, but it is interesting to know. I mean, that's quite an interesting thing. Yeah.
And there's a lot involved. I can hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of your favorite workshops that you've done?
There are so many, but I'll just point out two of them. One was with Fashion Forward, part of the Green Room Talks. The other one was with Dubai Design Week. For the Fashion Forward Green Room Talks, I focus mainly on design development in sustainable fashion, whereas for the other one, the Dubai Design Week one, I talked mainly about the circle design theory that considers the entire value chain of a product, starting from the design and how much timelessness it has, then onto the material and techniques to close the loop.
Okay.
Wow, incredible.
So do you think brands and people here in the UAE are really ready for sustainable fashion? Can you see the fashion industry changing soon?
Sustainable movement is on the rise in UAE with growing awareness and advancements of sustainable practices. Amazing initiatives and roadmaps have been introduced and continue to be supported to understand the current dynamics of sustainability. And I feel like the new normal brings with it the urge to have more collaboration from numerous experts in diverse fields working within a transdisciplinary approach. As a result, designers and brands have the responsibility to be involved in the whole process, from creation to the production, by adopting life cycle solutions and on how COVID-19 is actually changing the current situation.
Yeah, it certainly has had a big impact on various businesses and industries, yes. There's no doubt. Now, let's talk about the challenges that you faced when you first started Sustainable Narrative and what that has taught you.
So many personal and career challenges that I've experienced while starting up Sustainable Narrative back in 2018. Firstly, to connect to the right type and like-minded people within the sustainable community who share the same value with you in terms of collaboration and partnership, it is still very difficult to find and work along those lines. Also, the limited opportunity and exposure. Therefore, as Sustainable Narrative, we are always tapping in and having experts on board from the international market to educate people. Also, there's a lot of greenwashing and greenhushing, two terminologies used quite efficiently and effectively in the green world. That means the process of conveying a false impression or providing misleading information about how a company's product are more environmentally friendly and sound.
Right. So they're making claims that are not necessarily as accurate as they portray it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yeah, that they're not sustainable, but they're trying to market in such a way to get customers on board.
Is that a big problem?
It is. I feel like so many people are doing that within the industry. We have worked, few brands upcoming approached us in terms of, help us out to market a product in a sustainable way. But I was like, that's not what your product is all about. You're not touching base on sustainability in terms of product, in terms of marketing or any other way. So this is a problem. And I feel like the government, the private sector, and people need to come together and educate each other on these terminologies, because not much people know about them.
Right. So it's obviously very important to combat this problem.
Challenge.
Yeah.
So are there like standards or a body or somebody who sets the standards for what is or what can be called sustainable?
I think when you're working with an incubator or working individually with a designer, there are few factors that you need to take into account that would include the SDGs. They are the Sustainability Development Goals, 17 in total, stated by UN. So if somebody who's really interested could tap into them and further study as well as educate the people around them in order to work in a very ethical, sustainable way, as well as making profit along those lines.
Right. So just in general, what tips would you give somebody who is interested in becoming an entrepreneur?
I think it's a lot of hard work and a lot of commitment because you need to be ready to work beyond 9 to 5 schedule. And you're going to hear a lot of feedback on your work that is both positive and negative, but try to use that as a source of inspiration for you to learn and take something out of it from each and every point. Apart from that is always be passionate and eager to connect and nurture. Work with the people, ask some questions, share your goals and ideas, because you never know, that could be your lucky day. And maybe you can connect to somebody. Also, surprisingly, that's how we at Sustainable Narrative had worked on projects and collaborations. And it's been quite of a journey as a whole, but we've been quite successful doing that through and through.
So collaboration with like-minded people is very important as a startup entrepreneur.
Yes, it is.
And I also like the bit about taking the advice in a positive manner to grow further. That's really true.
Yes, because you're going to hear so many no's in the process.
Right.
So you need to take an inspiration from that.
Sure. Great. So Najia, what is your proudest accomplishment till date?
Oh, that's a very hard question.
I'm sure there are many, but just give us one.
Yes, there are many, but I will mention the gallery exhibition in London that we did back in 2019. It was a deal breaker because that was the first international exposure that my business was looking forward to. And I had the opportunity to showcase my artwork based on sustainable business development model and its ethical process of fostering change to fashion products and the system towards a greater ecological and social justice at the same time.
Amazing. Wow.
That was an incredible platform to get onto. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Yes. So Najia, you have had a wonderful journey so far. What are your plans for 2021? Are you working on anything new this year?
The journey has been incredible so far. We have plenty of projects lined up, but for that, you need to check our website, that is sustainable.narrative.net, and our Instagram page, sustainable_narrative. Also, we have planned to go completely digital this year, so our audience will be seeing local as well as international partnership in terms of sessions, workshops, webinars, as well as panel discussions. For that, check us out and keep a tab on us, because I really don't want to give away much in this podcast.
Sure. We get you.
I like the teaser. So this will get people
The teaser.
Very, very good. Thank you so much for giving us all that background and sharing your journey with us so far. Now we've come to an exciting segment of our show. We will ask you a few rapid fire questions. So it's our version of the game show. So don't worry, just say whatever pops into your head first. Okay, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, your favorite fashion brand?
So many, but I would say Stella McCartney. She is the OG of sustainability.
Great. Excellent. Heels or sneakers?
Sneakers, always.
An accessory you always wear?
Earrings. I cannot go anywhere without them.
Your favorite country you visited?
I would say Morocco.
Cool. Lovely. First word that comes to your mind when you say sustainable?
So many words, but I would say green.
Okay.
Very nice. And what is one thing you do every day, no matter how busy you are?
That's a very hard question. But I think each and every day is quite different from another. But for me, is to read an article regarding sustainability or check out a podcast that I usually do. I think that would be it. Every day, I need to learn something new about sustainability.
Amazing. That's very good.
I have a podcast I can recommend you should subscribe to. It's called The Matrix Green Pill.
I'm already on it.
Great. Nadia, thank you for playing along.
Now, before we wrap up, we would like to do our green pill moment. Okay. So the question is, what was your green pill moment, the action or event that was the turning point for you or for your career?
Okay, so I've always been somebody who had a list of goals and planned everything ahead. That includes back in college. I knew like in the first year that I wanted to get a distinction, then go to Paris to study haute couture to a merit-based program. Then there was another upcoming rising talent fashion showcase that was going on. I knew I had to get my collection on board with them. And also after graduating from a fashion school that I need to secure a job in the famous design house at that time. The green pill moment or the turning point in my career was when I was only 25 and I woke up one day and decided to quit my job while I was working with a high street brand that was basically focused on fast fashion. It wasn't the healthiest working environment, so I decided to board my flight and to take that one-way ticket to a new city. At that time, I had no idea what to expect. And there was a huge risk factor involved as well, because you're leaving everything. And something like this can only happen in movies, not in real time or real life. But I did not know that this was going to be the beginning of a new chapter, probably the best decision I've ever made in my life that led me to start a sustainable narrative, also to set very clear goals to move towards a certain direction, to be able to develop a unique narrative with myself at a very young age, as well as the people around me, of course.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that from having a very specific planned path that you were taking, you then suddenly took the plunge into the unknown to follow your passion.
Yes, the biggest risk ever.
That's life.
What was the catalyst? What made you do that?
I don't know. It's that gut feeling. You wake up every morning and then there's the day where you go like, oh, okay, this is not what I want to do. I want to do something else. And at the moment, it was very important for me to take that action rather than just sitting back at the same position, same job, and just think on it that, oh, okay, maybe I could do that after 2 years or 3 years. But I was like, no, okay, I need to make up my mind. I just need to do it now. It's like now or never.
Amazing. So intuitively, you just knew something just inside.
Yes. It was my calling, true calling.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your very personal and incredible journey with us. We certainly have enjoyed this conversation with you, and I'm sure our audience will as well.
Thank you so much for having me as well.
Thanks, Nadia. And I know you have shared your social media handles before, but I would just like you to again tell our audience what are your social media handles so they can just keep a tab.
Okay, so if you want to follow me personally, my Instagram is Nadia_Kazi. And for sustainable narrative, you can tap in our page that is sustainable_narrative for a website. That is sustainable.narrative.net.
Nadia, thank you again for joining us today. We really enjoyed this and we wish you and Sustainable Narrative all the very best.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thank you.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.